move forward with the project. So this change order, the first one, adds that $9,500 to replace the abutment and extends the contract date till the end of the year. Contractor's planning to probably get out there this week, he said. He's only expecting it to take 30 days or so to get the job done. And then the second one, like I said, the first change order was kind of already in hand. The contractor had already signed it. We were just waiting to make sure the days worked out. After we looked at it some more to help with that flooding issue in the future, we added a drain behind this abutment for another $500. So that's that change order, too. It's kind of the same issue.
How much is the second one?
$500. So
every time you come in, you cost me money.
This isn't actually going to me this time, though. This is to the contractor.
Just to educate me, I just have a question. When the state owns property on both sides, they own where that bridge is actually at. Why is it the county?
That may be a better question for Randy. From what I gathered, the county took this in at some point. Nobody knows when it was built or who built it, or I don't know the answer to why the county owns it.
So Illinois Street is a county-owned road.
Right.
But I'm just curious, because the state owns all of that way above.
Some contractor that had to go to whoever owned that or developed that. We don't have any information on it, basically, but it is under state inspection because of the length.
And the deck was in pretty bad shape, so that was always on the state inspection report that the deck needed to be replaced, and then we were going to try to leave the two abutments as they were, but it's kind of the way they built it was weird. Both abutments are built differently. One of them has wing walls, one of them doesn't, so we're replacing the one that doesn't because it's been washed out and there's holes underneath the road and it's in pretty bad shape. So, but I think the bids that we got on this project were below what was originally budgeted for us. So even with this change order, I think it's still under what kind of was initially planned for this project. So.
You just need approval of the change orders? Is there a contract or agreement there? What's that? Move to approve change order 1 and change order 2 for the Illinois Street Bridge project, not totaling more than $10,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Oh, we want a second, yeah.
She did second.
Oh, you second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Road petitions.
Good morning.
Morning.
She's trying to pull up the mapping, but
The first one had been talked about in, well, the first two in 2015. They're in the Mill Creek subdivision. They still currently don't have any place for a turnaround, or they haven't added on to the road to complete it.
This is the ones back behind. This is the one where we're concerned about the bridge, the dam.
No. This is by Trilex Ford.
This is off Jefferson. Okay.
Off of Jefferson.
I thought we took everything in down there.
Not those two.
Is there anybody here from Fisher Spring Road or Grist Mill Road?
Am I understanding you to say that nothing's been done to it?
No, it's still the same as it was last time it was petitioned.
And at the bottom there is where we're needing a...
There currently is a contractor working on Fisher Springs, extending it a little ways.
That's the one that connects. It comes back up
and
connects.
Yeah, he's working on a portion of it, but it's not being completed.
I think it was out of Oakmont that we said we're going to do this portion and then not do anything to get still use it as a loop. And then is that something we could do here or no? Is the road not continued enough through there? I thought you weren't going to talk anymore. I thought you were going to let Huff do this.
Okay.
I'm there with a contractor.
He's more familiar with that one. He dealt with it.
That's what you told us last week, that you were going to keep your mouth shut and you were going to let Huff take over and start the transition.
No, there's nothing been done since the last time it was brought to you.
But you understand what I'm asking? What we did at Oak... What road was it on Oakmont that we did?
Ranch View?
I don't remember the name. Randy knows, but I'm not gonna ask him. it's the one where we instead of having to do a turnaround because there was a road that went through existing, we were able to do part of it and do the other part. It looks like this loops up around. How is that? Is that road able to be driven on, or can we not utilize that same? Don't make me ask Randy.
I would recommend not until the contractor continues on with his building and then he could improve the road at the time.
And what
I'm not saying improve the road. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What exactly does he need to do to improve it? I know he needs to go on to have what else on the road.
He needs to do the curbing and then the all the rock and gravel before, you know, it would be up closer to county standards. You know, the vegetation would need to be trimmed back.
Ranch View to Boston is what I was talking about.
You can see where the last home is. There's no other development.
But can we... Do you understand my question? Or do you guys understand what I'm asking?
Not yet.
Okay. Can you pull up internet and go to... just Google Ranch View Road, Ridgedale, Missouri? Trying to type in anchovies?
Yeah.
Just click on that. And then bottom left of the map should hit satellite.
Bottom left.
Of the map, right?
Oh,
nope,
okay.
Left,
right here.
Right. Yep. Okay, so see where the pen is? We took in Ranch View right up there to Terrace. We're able, instead of having a turnaround, we're able to drive through there to Boston Drive. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So can we not do... Can you see that, guys? Can you hit... go ahead and go to your other... Just hit Alt-Tab. Yeah. Could we not do the same thing... Could we not take it to that point? Don't do any maintenance or, I'm not saying build the road for them, but instead of that way we don't have to have a turnaround. Are you able to drive that? Or is that not drivable? And then come up to, say, from Fisher up to Grist Mill.
Again, it could be drivable, but it's going to take quite a bit of it. Rock and grading event.
To get it to, okay. Whereas Ranch View in Boston, it was already.
Right.
That was right. Okay. That was my question.
Ranch View in Boston were already established.
So it has rock in it right now. No curve.
From our, you know, from the map, you can't tell
right.
What the road actually looks like. So do you want us to deny them, or do you want us to table it again and see if they'll do something down there?
I would recommend tabling it and see when the contractor, because he is on back towards the back doing building some more homes, so he may have that in his future plans.
Okay. Move to table... Fisher Spring Road and Grist Mill Road.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And he knows what he needs to do in order to. Okay.
The next one group is going to be at Cross Creek.
That's what I was asking about the dam.
That one particular road you're talking about, they did not petition it.
Okay.
The first one is Caterpillar Lane. It's got four homes on it. The last time it was denied because it didn't have three dwellings, but it does now. To just do repairs on it, I'd put $2,500, but to do the repair plus bring the hot mix up to the top of the curb so it can drain would be $7,500. Other than that, I mean, it's a good road. We currently take care of the roads, both sides of it, and it's connector road to those two.
So if you took it in, you would... what do you recommend you do to it?
It's got some repairs. Some bad spots we would have to dig out and repair to get it up to where we could go in there and put hot mix over it.
Okay.
We have currently done that on some of the other roads in there that we've taken in, hot mix.
I don't think we've looked at this since Ms. Wyatt's been in office, have we? I don't think we've looked at this road since you've been in office. What do you want to do with it?
I would recommend taking it in.
Okay, you want to look at the next one? Crossbow Court.
Crossbow, currently... has two homes on it.